Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Patafria.
Hi, I'm Lev.
Lev's here with
special
me.
Guest.
My special guest. Here we are. Welcome back. It's been a little bit of a busy weekend. I had my granddaughter this weekend. And I would like to say that at the age they are currently, I can see why people be shipping their fucking kids off to summer camp. I can see. Because they are fucking wild. They're wild. They're a little bit out of control. And it was not like this last summer. Like, they're way more turned up.
What age?
She's, well, they're the same age, but Lonnie is like a half a year older than Peas. Well, so she's like six and Peas is 5 and a half. So.
Is that where you become unmanageable?
They're like 6 months apart and they're just like turned up, like way more than last summer in comparison. But I mean, we had a good time. We had fun. I let them cuss. They were wearing it out, but whatever. Got it. Okay. It was, you know, not at each other or anything. Just I did that with the older kids too when they were little. Like, they would have cussing days. My son very quickly fucked that up, calling one of them a bitch, one of his cousins or his sister or somebody a bitch when they were little, a fucking bitch. And so we ended it abruptly, but like, they would get cussed, like free cussing days. As long as you're not cussing at each other or like at me, if you're just generally like, fuck this shit.
Because you're going to get there eventually.
What the fuck? Yeah. So it's just hella funny. Right. So Peas was, there was a lot of, what the fuck? Fuck this shit. Like
You're going to get tired of this. It's like making them smoke cigarettes so they don't want to smoke. It's like, this isn't as fun as I thought.
It's not that fun when I'm allowed to do it. Yeah.
Did your, just to go back, did your family used to send you someplace for the.
Never.
Just to get rid of you?
Never. Never. I don't even know anybody that went to a summer camp or anything ever. That wasn't a thing when I was growing up. Like, it was like, go outside and play, come back when it's dark.
Yeah.
You could come in to use the bathroom, but don't overdo that either. Drink a water, maybe drink out the hose. Like,
summer
don't
vacations,
keep coming in and out.
Did your family ever do that when you were younger?
I remember one trip to Disneyland with my grandparents, and then I think we went to like Lake Tahoe with my grandparents another time. Santa Cruz. Maybe three in all of my childhood.
My parents were both teachers, so they would get that long summer, and we would attempt something.
So everybody would be out at the same time, right?
Yeah, and they would attempt some long trip that always was a nightmare for me.
For you?
I was
the
youngest.
Did they enjoy themselves?
They did for sure.
Good.
Too much from the pictures. And, you know, it's good. And my sisters had kind of each other.
Okay. Because they're close in age, right?
Close enough to where they can amuse each other.
And you were like the youngest.
You remember I told you that like I got put out on the side of the road?
Where was this?
In
the States?
In the middle of Pennsylvania. We were driving to the East Coast.
Your parents just had it.
My dad had it. And I don't think he realized how far the exit was because. By the time they got back, my mom was mad by the time he got back.
She was crying.
I was like six on the side of the road.
That's like me putting Peas on the side of the fucking road right now. Yeah. I mean, times were different then.
I mean, but it was tough for them. Eventually, they just sent me to like prison, like outward bound. Like
boarding school?
Well, no, it was worse.
Military school?
It was like, basically they send you to Canada and you have to canoe the boundary waters in the cold and like live just with packs on your head
in the great outdoors
between the boundary waters between the United States and Canada. So it's cold, no one wants to be there, all their parents have sent them there, and I tried to get kicked out of that, but it kind
wait,
of
wait, I need to know more about this. So they just put you outside and they're like, figure it out, like set
no,
up camp.
They give you like some angry guy who's yelling at you.
Who doesn't really want to be there.
And clearly he spends
he has
most
a
of
drinking
his time.
Problem.
And he lives in the backwoods somewhere because he's so too comfortable.
He's too outdoorsy.
Yeah, and so it's called Outward Bound. It probably something exists like that.
Wow.
Where they send you. And so, yeah, I finally got kicked off, but then I went back.
To the same program.
I didn't leave because my mom was like, police will be waiting for you if you go back home. So,
like, you're not slick. You're staying.
Yeah.
Oh, how old were you then?
Oh, this had to be like 12, 13. I mean,
okay.
And I got through it.
Was it just for summer, or were you getting in trouble?
It was just for a summer where they were just like, we're just kind of done with him.
Is it troubled kids?
All troubled kids.
Got it. And okay.
To the point where we cracked the code. They use white gas to start fires, so you can huff that. So we were huffing.
You made fun of it.
We would run off and huff, and one of the kids I remember fell off.
Really dizzy.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, sounds about right up. At that age for sure. Yeah.
It was still fucking up. But anyway, that was just, summers were not great.
And that was like a whole summer type thing?
Well, that we'd go on that, and then you would come back towards the end and get like the hottest boiling St. Louis weather.
Before school starts.
Yes. And I said, no air conditioning then. We had fans that blew heat out, which to me, I don't even understand the mathematics on blowing heat out. I mean, I get it, but I don't really understand it. So
it's like sucking it from in the house and blowing it out the window.
My dad had a study with air conditioning where he slept.
For him, for his comfort.
So we slept in the... It was so hot. St. Louis is so hot and humid. Really? I'm sure everyone...
Yeah, I have no... I don't know anybody from there other than you.
I'm sure listeners know the humidity.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Some people who aren't used to humidity will be like, I love humidity.
So here's the thing. It's really good for my hair, and it's really good for my skin. Skin ain't never looked better, okay?
Yep.
But getting ready is hell. Wearing clothes is hell.
Oh, yeah.
Going outside with any kind of makeup on, hell.
You know, you're going to be moist.
It's disgusting. It's the most disgusting feeling ever.
Right, that's why it's moist.
I hate that word.
I know.
And I hate the feeling.
I mean, it was the worst. Like, yeah. You would just sit in the air conditioner if you had a chance.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Mm-mm.
Well,
anyway,
we didn't have them kind of summers. I did a lot of playing outside as a kid. Had a good time.
We did that through like the kick the can and stuff like that, because this is
road
like,
bikes.
This is like
my bike was like my car. I was riding to other neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Like I was all over Richmond this on was a bike.
Like, I remember when Atari came out. Like this really early on.
Yeah, yep. Atari was fun. Anyway, so the girls, we went to see a movie.
Got it.
We saw Toy Story 5, which is really cute. They stayed awake. It was definitely a whole movie dedicated to fuck technology and fuck devices, iPads and whatever. The iPad was like the main enemy in the fucking movie. And so I liked that storyline. And then they kind of made friends with the iPad at the end, but the whole movie was fuck iPads. And it was like, you know, play with toys, fuck this technology shit, which, yeah, I like to keep a good balance. But we had fun. I took them to Ross. That's their favorite store. Mm. They didn't really see it. I got some matching clothes for them. And then the highlight of that trip was fake nails, but like adult French tip fake nails.
Got it.
So I had to like dig and dig and dig and find some press-ons that had the stick. Well, you don't know, but some have stickers that you could put them on with. That's like the old school way. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of the kits now come with nail glue, but like you can't put nail glue on kids. So I was like, let me find the ones that we could press on. Anyway, we found them. They were thrilled. That was the highlight of that trip. It was good. They kept me really fucking busy, like trying to work with them at the house and trying to like handle other things. Like it was really hard. So they kept me busy. That was fun.
Maybe they need a 2-week summer camp.
They need, yeah, in Canada. Yeah,
that'll build character. No, or
for real, independence. I don't know, what else did you do this weekend?
What day is it? What day are we on?
Today is Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly finished up the construction, helping him out and just getting it work. Yeah. And then doing some laundry now that I can do laundry.
Yes. That's great. Yep. That's a great thing.
And I swam a little bit and hung out with a friend.
Okay. Sounds good. It was also Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I know some amazing fucking fathers. I was going to have two of them come in the other day, but schedules didn't align up properly. So like maybe later this week I'll have them come. But I'm always so happy that like now adult me know so many amazing fathers, even single fathers, because growing up, like, fathers were absent. That was not a thing. They was outside ripping and running. They were not taking care of no kids. Like, I feel like when I was a kid, everybody had a deadbeat dad. And now it's kind of the opposite.
But the funny thing is, my dad wasn't a deadbeat, but he damn sure didn't spend any time with us.
Really?
Like, he was a professor, and but that was for my mom to deal with or for them to send us outside to play.
Really? Yeah. I mean, some people are like that. They're not really hands-on with them.
And my mom went back to work at some point, and we were just kind of like, was it like a latchkey kid? Is that what they call it? Like,
yeah.
We just, it was just.
Watching yourselves and shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I appreciated. I had a lot of fun as like a.
Completely.
During my time as a latchkey kid.
Because eventually they would start leaving for a few days at a time.
Yeah, that's when the fun really starts. When my grandparents would go away to Tahoe, it's like, okay, I'm having friends over. Yeah,
that's when you do dumb shit. Do you
remember?
We had an above ground pool.
Yeah.
And I popped it while they were out of town one time.
Did they come home and kill you?
I tried to put something in a bag in there to stop the leak, and it just sucked it all the way through, and all the water came out. It was really
great.
Bad.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway,
did
sorry.
Did you get in trouble for that? For everything?
Par for the course. Like, who wouldn't? It was probably a list of things.
So, yeah, Father's Day happened. I did reach out to my dad. I talked to him like the day after my birthday because he didn't remember on my birthday, but whatever. I talked to him the next day. That was the last time we spoke. I reached out to him for Father's Day. Have not heard back. So I'm like, okay, just waiting. Do I have to reach out to my aunt again?
The last time was your birthday? Was your
A few weeks, like May. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the last time we spoke. So. Hopefully he's good.
Hopefully he had a cranking Father's Day.
It was like maybe he was partying. Yeah. Maybe, like, best case scenario.
It's my day.
Best case scenario, he was turned the fuck up and he's just hungover right now.
Let's hope that's the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow is Bunny's birthday.
That's
happy birthday to that fucking bunny.
That's the big 18?
It's the big 18. That shit snuck up on me.
Another one out of here.
It's a really big deal. Like, what the fuck? I've talked before about her maturity level and like how, you know, I can feel like she's getting older, you know, but like for it to be here, it's just like crazy. I mean, she's still childlike in so many ways. Like, she's not ready to have a car. I think about her like going to live somewhere else at this age right now. Absolutely not. Like, she's not advanced in that way. But, like, she's kind of an adult. Like, you know?
She's an adult.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, she has a lot.
I mean, not too much. Because, like, even my adult kids know, like, you ain't no real adult. You'll never really be a full adult to me.
I mean, that takes a while. But especially for a mom. But
yeah. You're always going to be, like, a baby
to me. Don't you think she feels a little adultish?
I think so. I mean, she is responsible. I will say I'm very proud of that. She's not a mean girl. Very proud of that. She's not a fucking slut. Very proud of that. There are other children that I've watched grow up that I cannot say the same about, which is unfortunate. Well, but, you know, I blame the parenting.
I mean, it sounds a lot of adult things.
What do you mean?
I mean, she has a lot of adult qualities.
Yeah.
Some people never get
never figure that shit out. I know. No, yeah. I know. And, you know, she's the type that, like, even... Like, growing up, if I had, like, friends that were doing wild shit, even if I wasn't on that, like, I wasn't, you know, really calling it out for being wrong. Like, she spots behaviors and will be like, that's fucked up. Like, you know, they shouldn't be doing that. It's not really my business, but, like, I'm not okay with that. Couldn't be me type shit. You know, like, so she's able to see that even though, like, some of these people are her peers, like, some of them are not doing well as far as being responsible and safe and shit. We had a situation a few weeks ago. She invited some friends with us to a family function, and without going into too much detail, one of the friends let a man, a stranger, like come and talk to them and be like dangerously close and start like touching their arm and they're rubbing their hand and like all this shit. And she was so fucking mad because she was like, that is so unsafe. Like, where is your fucking antennas? Like, that shit is so fucking unsafe. And it made her not want to hang out with that person anymore because, like, you're a liability. I mean, like,
It's a tough, that age can be scary. Like,
yes.
Because you know how left it can go.
Oh, quick, in an instant. And I'm glad she's never experienced that, but I'm glad she knows that. Yeah. You know, enough to know how unsafe that is. Good. She was really upset about it. She talked to that friend about it. And now she's kind of like, I just know not to have that person in that kind of setting anymore because it's just not safe. And if they had something happen while they're supposed to be with us, like that's a huge fucking problem. So
good. Taking responsibility too. Yeah. Like those are all really good qualities.
Yeah. I'm really happy about that.
Does she date yet?
She does. She had a pretty long time boyfriend. They broke up maybe like the beginning of the year. She's back like dating somebody that she had previously dated before. And, but it's like totally different now, you know, cause they're older and he works. And so he has money and, he buys adulting. Her a lot of, they're adulting. There's a flower war going on. If you're in the clubhouse, you know, I've been calling it flower wars because like I started getting these big arrangements around like Mother's Day, right? Super thrilled. Oh my God, these are so beautiful. And then she started getting some and I was like, hold up, girl, like whatever. So then I got more for my birthday, hell of arrangements, way more. Then she got like two huge fucking arrangements.
More than what you got?
In the last month, maybe. Maybe. So we're going neck and neck right now.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Are you sending those flowers to yourself trying to compete with your daughter?
Could you imagine? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
Leave her alone.
Let her enjoy her fucking flowers.
Let her be grown and get
no,
more flowers.
No, I know. I really love it for her. I want her to win. Mm-hmm. I want her to win. And anyway, this person she's dating, they have gone on some dates and any time that he has pulled up on her, Valentine's Day, you know, like a couple times they've gone to dinner or whatever, he brings her like these big elaborate gift baskets that he makes. I'm like, is his mom making them? Like, does he get credit for this? I'm talking about like snacks and like different things that are very specific to her, very thoughtful gifts and huge. And I'm just like, wow, like I love this for you.
That's crazy trait for being a young kid.
For being a young kid, yeah. Like, I don't expect that from, like, no young
Maybe getting some info from his mom or somebody.
Maybe some, yeah, somebody's giving him some game. He's doing great. He's the one that be ordering food for her all the time when I, like, don't cook or, like, I don't want to leave to go get something. And I'll catch her getting DoorDash from the door. And I'm like, I know you're not wasting money on that.
And he didn't order me anything?
No, I know. I made that joke once already. But, he's, like, ordering it for her all the time. And I'm just like, this is great. I love that for you. Keep that up.
Can you get 5 of those wings?
No, but like set the bar, you know what I'm saying? So like now that's the type of treatment you should have always. And moving forward, don't settle for anything less than that. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what you're hoping for?
Yeah. So right now we're doing good. She's turning 18 tomorrow. She's going to have a little get together. I'm having some fun putting that together. I'm excited for all that. I'm excited for her to celebrate and have a little fun and look cute.
She's inviting some friends.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that'll be nice.
We're going to go shopping. We have a shopping date planned for Wednesday, I guess. I asked her today. I asked her, did she want anything specific, like gift-wise? And she was just like, money, a Rolex. She was like, you know, just for us to go shopping. And I was like, okay, so we'll see. We'll see what she picks out.
See how grown she is when it comes to shopping.
I know, right? Yeah, we'll see. Last year for her birth, no, it wasn't last year. It was the year before. We were in LA, and she wanted like a Coach bag, and I was like, not to shade anyone, but I'm not a Coach fan. I mean, I do see,
but they weren't in style like
in the early 2000s
for a minute, and then they went out of style.
And so now those ones are re-editions, basically, of those. So I get that, but otherwise, like. Yeah, I don't know. So we'll go shopping. We'll see how that goes. I'm just excited to celebrate with her. It's a big birthday. She was in touch with her dad for Father's Day. So that made me happy because they've been a little estranged for a minute.
How'd that go? Good.
Good. So, yeah, I'm happy. I want them to have a relationship more than anything because I know the importance of having a dad in a daughter's life.
Yep.
So I really want that for her. So hopefully, you know, whatever kinks they have, they could work them out and get close again.
Good.
Real quick, I don't even know if he listens. If he doesn't, you know, I know other family does. But I want to give a huge congratulations to Stinker's dad. I was notified today that he signed all the papers for his house and he did that shit. Like he, not to be telling too much of his business, but he recently had a divorce and he's a single father of six and he's doing it. He's doing it on his own and he's doing an amazing job and I can't like be more proud of him. And, he has a house already, and I've talked about him living like a few hours away, and commuting from where he works has been really, really hard, but he makes it happen, and his goal was to move closer to his job so that he didn't have to, like, you know, struggle so much with the commute. Anyway, he just bought another, like, brand new 5-bedroom house, like, and, yeah, is closing on it, so, like, I talked my know-it-all shit and I was like, you're not like, just rent something for now. You're not ready to buy another house yet. Like, just wait, trust me on this. I'm giving my whole expert speech and he made it happen. So I was like, shit, I'm very proud of you. And yeah, no one deserves it more than him.
I have a real estate license.
I'm a doctor and a realtor. Listen to what I'm fucking telling. I'm telling him about the market. Like, I know anything.
He's just ignored it completely.
He listens to my advice, but he made that shit happen. I'm going to say that. And so I told him, like, I could not be more proud. Like, him and those kids deserve that more than anything. Yeah.
And it's a big deal to be able to handle getting a house and dealing with just, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to do it again and, you know.
Yeah. So super happy for that guy. Peas is fucking ridiculous. I'm gonna tell y'all something, a line of questioning that I got yesterday. It was about Bunny. Somehow Bunny came up and she proceeds to ask me, who do you love more, me or Bunny? And I was like, what? Like, both of y'all, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, you have to love one more. And I was like, no, you don't do that when it's your kids. And I'm explaining to her that's not how parenting works. The favoritism talk, and she proceeds to switch it a little bit and say, okay, well then who's the prettiest? And I was like, you're both the prettiest. We're not doing that. Then it turns into who's the most elegant.
Elegant is crazy.
Get the fuck away from me. Well, who's the prettiest and the most elegant? And I'm like, you're not gonna, drag favoritism out of me if that's your goal. We're not doing
words
that.
From Disney movies, like elegance.
Who is the prettiest and elegant? Then it turned into like, who's the most jealous? Because she's always saying Bunny is jealous of her toys. Who's the most jealous? And I was like, look, I can tell you who's the most psychotic, and then we'll end it there because you're
playing this game with yourself.
Yes. Just leave me the fuck alone for a while, please. Funny. Yeah. And I'm like in the middle of trying to do something and I get this line of questioning. So
that's heavy.
She's ridiculous. She's also been telling me everyone is her boyfriend. She's very much boy crazy, like turned up, like more so than before. Cause I guess since I didn't freak out, she's comfortable now. So she's just telling me she's marrying everyone. Everyone is her boyfriend. She's marrying everyone.
Do you think that she sees like Bunny and sees like your son having...
having like girlfriends and boyfriends?
And just like... or just in general. She's just
ready. Just in general. She's just ready. Yeah, she's just ready. Right. Like she's picking out what characters in cartoons are her boyfriends.
Oh, she's marrying...
yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson and different cartoon characters, Sasha Boys. Like, first she had a favorite. Now she's marrying all of them. Mm. I'm like, love that for you. Yep. Do it.
You're like, I've always supported that.
So. I'm all about polygamy. Yep. It's fine. So,
boys, girls, cartoon characters.
Whoever. Yeah. Whoever. It's about the right age. When I was her age, I was tongue kissing clothes in the closet and pretending it was Boy George. That was my first crush, celebrity crush, serious crush, tongue kissing jackets and shit in the fucking closet with my eyes closed.
How old is she? Six?
Five. Five and a half, okay. If you ask her.
So I got you. So like
I was like five. Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. She's maybe more laid back than you by eight.
Eight or nine,
it was just gigging for you.
She ain't gonna be outside like I was. Yeah, she
kissing all the girls,
making out, having sex with all her fucking friends. No, she's not. She's not. I was, but she's not.
I know. I mean, she's not there yet.
And also, we're not a sleepover family. So the days of those are so fucking over with. I was like cringing.
You're the reason they canceled sleepovers.
My fault. Yeah. It's my fault.
You can't have sex with all of your friends.
All of them. Yeah. There isn't one that I didn't, which is alarming thinking back. But in the Toy Story movie, there was a part of the movie where they were like, do you want to have a sleepover? Yes. Oh my God. Yes. And I'm thinking, fuck, I just got done having a speech with her about how we don't do those. Right. Like we don't do those. Why? We just don't. Our family doesn't do those. They're not safe. So if we have to revisit that conversation, I'm going to just explain it to my best ability. We're not that kind of family.
Adults have sleepovers.
Kids don't. Yeah, that's a good way to explain it. When you're an adult, you can have a sleepover. Until then, we're not doing those.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's an adult thing. The TV is a liar. The cartoons are a fucking liar.
It's not real. They're cartoons.
Real quick, I want to say thank you to Jen. Sent me a little gift. I was dragging my birthday throughout the beginning of June. I have since kind of, I mean, I still might not be done. No, I forgot me and you were talking about some other plans, but
you want another birthday. So it's crazy.
And why not?
It was a joke though.
But,
and you were 100%.
When you have people that are like, I'm not against it. Why would I say no? Why would I say just kidding if I have people willing?
I get it. Everyone needs to get a good birthday in.
Yeah. So I might keep it going.
Go through the list.
I recently posted a bunch of photos from my birthday. The intent was really just to share the photos from how I celebrated.
A recap.
A recap. What it turned into is a lot of people telling me happy birthday again. Which I'm not mad at. Tell me every day.
Yep. I mean, you know, you identify as a lot of things, so they may have different birthdays.
We might. I was kind of laughing, but I accepted all of the birthdays.
Gracefully.
And
gracefully.
Some people still did not tell me happy birthday, which I'm also making a mental note of. Listen, I've spoke about this many times in my life.
I know.
If you don't tell me happy birthday, I damn near don't fuck with you the same.
I've got to say that you let people know it's your birthday, so there's not really an excuse.
There's no excuse.
If they've, liked
especially
posts
if you're liking
them.
Posts and you're seeing posts and, tell me happy birthday. Why are you not, what are you doing? What game are you playing?
Yep. I mean.
Anyway.
I get it. Because.
I don't think I'm being crazy. I just want to be told happy birthday.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, by your friends.
Yes.
And thousands
and thousands
of
everyone
other people.
Else. And anyone else that comes across
thousands
my profile.
And thousands.
Yes.
Of people.
Yes. Anyway, Jen. Thank you, Jen. I put up that post. I think she thought it was that day or something, or I don't know, but she sent me something and I appreciate it so much because you did not have to do that. I just appreciate a happy birthday, period.
I'm jealous of your birthdays.
You're not jealous.
You have good birthdays.
I had this year beat any other birthday, adult birthday that I've had. This year knocked it out the water. So I will say every year ain't like this, you know, but this one was phenomenal. Yeah.
Maybe.
I got stretched the other day. That was really satisfying.
Oh, you went to Stretch Lab?
No, I got my vagina stretched.
Gotcha. Speculum?
Yes. Made an appointment.
That's your thing.
If you're unaware or if you're new here, I'm very fond of the speculum, the metal speculum, the Planned Parenthood, the good old crank it open. You could hear it. from the 1800s style speculum. It gives me a good internal stretch that feels really good. And not sexual. It's just like, it's like a good sensation, like a good feel, not a sexual feeling, but like
when you stretch your back. And you get
But
release.
Imagine that up inside. Imagine that up inside your vagina. Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
It's hard to imagine, but
just up in your body.
Gotcha.
It's a good stretch. I'm really fond of them. I got one the other day.
You went to a place to do it.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
I'm not against getting my own speculum for home. I'm not against it, but I had an appointment, and I was a little concerned at first because when the nurse came in, I was like, just check me for everything. It's been like over a year, or it's been about a year. I was like, check me for everything. Let's just do like a full panel, all the shit. So she's explaining to me how they do like this self swab. And I was like thinking, I immediately got an attitude and I was like, self swab, like you're not going to crank me open. Like I want the speculum. Right. So I just let her finish. And she was like, you know, this is what you do. And then you put it in this, you know, thing and then put the top on it and all that shit. And I'm like, okay, like I have an attitude. Like, what am I even here for then if you're not going to stretch me? And, then she was like, and then take your pants, make sure you take your pants off and like from the waist down, put this like gown around you. And I was like, oh, is the doctor coming in? And they were like, yeah, they're still going to check you.
It's like automated. Okay. You think it's like automated? You're
Thank
like,
God.
What happened to my fun part?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm here
for. Did you say that?
So she probably saw the look of relief come across like, my face. I was like,
thank God for the fun
Okay.
part.
So they came in and gave me a good stretch, took some blood, you know, the usual.
How long is the stretch?
And
portion?
Just for like a few minutes. They go in there and they did their own swab also. So I'm like, what was the self swab for if you're doing one anyway? Which is weird, but okay. I think one got sent to the lab, the one I did, and the one the doctor did, they looked at under a microscope right then and there. Just to make sure, you know, everything
was
weird
straight.
Bacteria or anything. So everything was good. That was good. I think that was on like Friday. I think that's how I kicked my weekend off. With a good stretch. Great way to kick off your weekend.
Insane.
That was fun. I saw somebody mop their fucking floors with Dove, like shower gel and hot ass water. And I'm just going to say, I don't think we're that deep in the trenches. I don't think we're not fucking doing that. Your floors are probably greasy. I imagine they have some kind of film on them because Dove is like a moisturizing body wash.
That seems a little strange.
I feel like there's a moisturizing, a lotion element to it, and you're going to cause a fucking accident.
Okay.
They had the hot ass water in a mop bucket, went over with the bottle of the body wash and just like squeezed it all in there and then like swished it around with the mop and then hit the floors. And I'm like,
maybe it gives it a little shine too.
The smell, the whole house smelled a lot really good. I get it. The house will smell really good for a minute, but like you're causing a potential hazard.
Maybe like there's nothing else to clean with.
We're just not that deep in the trenches. If you could get dish, if you ain't got nothing else, maybe some dish soap and hot water.
Yeah.
Something that'll like,
I mean, I've cleaned
not leave a residue.
Shit that probably shouldn't have cleaned with.
Like what? Are you using fucking shampoo and shit?
No,
what?
Not like shampoo, but maybe like, you know, the bleach stuff on the wrong thing and Windex instead of like Windex is like a general
cleaner. To mop
cleaner.
The floor? It's not. Yeah, you're
and
guilty
to do the floor
of that.
And. You know,
no.
I mean,
if you're spot cleaning something real quick and you don't want it to be sticky or something,
I get it.
Like hitting the floor with some 409. Yeah,
cleaning it with lotion.
That's not
weird.
It's not lotion, but it's like a moisturizing body wash. So when I saw that, and it's a cleaning page that I follow, that's really satisfying because they really scrub the floors.
So this was like a tip or something.
Yeah, it's like a cleaning page. And then it was like they put a little caption like it smelled so good. Okay, I get it. Like, it smells good, but like, I just imagine like you're leaving a mess on the floors
and
it's dangerous.
Like there's plenty of other products to choose
yeah,
from.
Yeah, like for sure.
Hundreds of thousands.
We love a good Fabuloso.
Yep.
Do some Fabuloso in hot water, please. Like, they got a million flavors. scents, whatever. Use some of that.
Basic purple.
Yeah, that's my fave. That's my go-to. And then around the holidays, they have one that's green. And I don't know what the name of it is, but it kind of smells Christmassy. Love it. Smells kind of like Christmas trees. Mm. Around the holidays, I love that one.
That's fabuloso.
Oliver Tree. Okay, I said RIP Oliver Tree. I think the last time we recorded, such a huge loss. I just want to say he had fucking bitches. He had bitches on bitches. Like, the amount of bitches that are coming out of the woodworks with photos and text messages and fucking, like, oh my God.
Giving it up to him? Like, I had him too?
Basically, without saying so much, he had a full-on girlfriend monogamous relationship. And the amount of bitches that are posting photos with them together, recent.
Good for him.
All within the last month. I'm like, oh my God, his fucking girlfriend. However, it might help with her grieving process, because then it's like, fuck you. Like, you know, I loved you, but like, fuck you. I'm going to stop crying now. That's how I would be.
She never knew. It's kind of like.
She put something out there like, please have some fucking respect. Yeah. Like, she's upset for sure. Good luck with that. But. I'm talking about the amount of bitches that are just coming up on my fucking feed. It's like alarming. Yeah. So he was a cheater.
Least he wasn't there for that.
He don't have to deal with the aftermath. Yeah.
When you die, it's like, you're kind of like, sorry I left that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
my bad.
It's pretty fucked up. I just hope it helps them grieve.
She should be proud
that he was so popular with the ladies.
Mullet,
I'm proud my man got so much pussy from that mullet. I mean,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
R.I.P. Oliver Tree.
Yeah. And too bad his wife is dealing with that.
Girlfriend, yeah.
Girlfriend. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of getting bitches, have you seen Academics glow up?
We talked about the interview he did with, what's her name, with 50 Cent.
Remember, Daphne.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. And
I know he was trying to spit game with her.
And she was flirting back.
Yep, sure. I mean, that was whatever that was. And he was trying to give her money. but I do know that I've seen a little bit of stuff like the last, seems like week and a half about him losing weight, which felt very much
so
like.
So he kind of did a little reveal. He had on a little two-piece, little Hawaiian shirt with the matching shorts, you know. Mm-hmm. And, he was somewhere, and I've seen a lot of footage from it. His face is hella slim. It's crazy that how, like, when a man loses weight, it can change the whole structure of their face. Like, it's really weird. He looks really like a...
Yeah, all my weight goes to my neck. It's not going. It's the last place it's leaving.
That'll leave. Some people just keep it there. I always, no matter how small I got, I always had, like, a fat face. Mm. But anyway, my point is... He looks completely fucking different in a good way. Maybe he'll stop being such a piece of shit. Wishful thinking. I don't know. He was hideous before.
I think this last 3 weeks and he's eating right through whatever he's doing.
I think it's like Ozempic maybe because it seems like it happened pretty quick.
And a lot of water weight and like a new haircut.
No, he still got braids.
They seemed a little fresher and cleaner. Like he seemed
like he got his hair done.
He just seemed like he put himself together.
Put on a fit. Yeah.
Lost like
put on an outfit.
I feel like he lost like 17 pounds.
No. He lost like 60 or something. I saw a side by side. Okay. From like a couple months ago versus this new one. His face is completely almost chiseled. Mm. Like it's so much fucking
you think
smaller.
He took a trip?
No, that's not going to lose weight in your face and shit. Mm. I think Ozempic. Because that's what everybody's doing to get off weight hella quick.
Peptides.
Yeah.
Some version or another.
Something. Right? But he looks better. I'm not a hater. He looks a lot fucking better. Maybe he will get some bitches and stop being such a piece of shit. A miserable piece of shit. Hopefully.
Okay.
Wishful thinking.
I don't know if the two are connected at all, but let's hope.
He looked gross and like he smelled like feet or something and just out of shape, shitty, looked
like
he had dirty clothes on.
Looks like he stays in the basement
and farts.
And streams.
And farts all day. That's what he looked like.
Yep.
Now that he has a glow up, maybe he'll get action. That's my point. And maybe he'll be like a more pleasant human.
Hmm.
We'll see.
I'll keep you updated.
There was, I don't think I talked about it on any episode, but I saw a couple weeks ago or a week ago, this man, this like, maybe he's like 40, 37, not very old, Texas white man was in Colombia. He was in Bogota, Colombia. And I saw all this cell phone camera footage of pedestrians on the street screaming up to the balcony, screaming and cussing at him. And what they thought he was doing was essaying a boy, like a 7 or 8 year old boy, on a balcony in broad daylight in front of everyone. Now, from what I saw, he was standing, he was kind of like from the side, and there was a child with their head close to his like pelvic area. It looked shady, but you couldn't really see what was going on. But it's like everybody was saying, like, they saw it. That's why they're screaming and up in arms and recording him and calling police and all this shit. So when that happened, the police got there and they protected him. There was an angry mob outside the building. They were trying to get to him. Everybody was so mad because the police protected him. Then they like shielded him and escorted him out of the building. And when they saw that the crowd wouldn't disperse, and put him in a cop car and drove him away. They say that he had 3 young children in the apartment that he adopted, and that, you know, they were worried about all of these children being abused. It was like disgusting. I saw it for like 2 or 3 days straight, like people trying to get locals, trying to get updates. They're like, something needs to happen. This is disgusting. I was ready to give him the electric chair and shit. Now it's been released that the child was choking and he took them out on the balcony to like pat their back and try to get them to throw up or something. I don't know. That's not what it looked like was happening, but like maybe when the recording started, he was just like talking to him and like laying him on him or something. I don't know. I hope that no one was hurt. No child was hurt.
So he didn't do any of this,
but they're saying now that he didn't. And like, people need to be careful, because I was ready to give him the electric chair. Right. So it's like, it was an example of people need to be really careful, because they could have ruined this man's life and all this shit. And that the kids, the other 2 kids, are actually older than that child. Mm. Everyone said the same story, and they said that's not what was going on.
It just kind of got turned into a little rumor.
Like a pedestrian saw something that didn't look right and got everyone else, an angry mob. That, though,
like, I would be like thinking, why are you holding your kid out of a window before I be?
No, they were standing on a balcony.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So
it's so bad.
It just shows the power of like social media and like cell phone cameras. And like, you know, like you could really.
Narratives can be switched.
Narratives can be dangerous. Like, yeah, you better be for sure before you round up an angry mob, right?
Yeah. And as a person joining the mob, you should be leery of what you're mobbing about.
Yeah.
You know, like that's.
So my segue from that is another situation with journalism and not really releasing a lot of the details. Ashley Janae, the young black woman that was engaged to the like 40-year-old rich white man that passed away in Tanzania, I guess a month ago. They went for her birthday. I talked about this previously when it happened. They went for her birthday and she passed away. And he was saying it was suicide. They were like, no, absolutely not. She wouldn't have did that. She was in contact with her family, all this shit. And they had just got engaged on that trip. So her family and everybody is like, there's no way, absolutely not. She did not do this. And I'm like, oh my God, kill him. Give him the electric chair. He paid off the locals. Like, yeah, thank God I'm not a judge, okay? Because that's all I'm going to say. I'd be ready to execute everyone. Mm-hmm. It has since come out, maybe a day ago, a bunch of her text messages, a bunch of photos from previous attempts, self-exit attempts, and threats, and her basically telling him, like, I love you, but this is it. Like, no attempts this time. I'm doing it for real. Make sure that nobody I hate is carrying my casket or, like, at my funeral, basically. I'm paraphrasing. But, like, sending shit like that. He also shared other photos of her throwing all of his belongings in the street and then went and stood in the highway trying to make a car hit her. Like, her family has come out and said she's had multiple attempts in the past. All of this should have been said before I got emotionally involved, because I was ready for him to go to prison forever.
They're gonna blame the boyfriend almost always, though, so it seems like obvious to do
that. I don't know if you saw it, but on that trip, there was security camera footage that was released from the resort, mm-hmm. and it was her running up some stairs and him chasing her naked.
I think we talked about it, and we fried him. So it looked like we were like, but we'll see. I think we'll see, like, this much grace.
Yeah, like this much. Yeah.
Like, literally.
Well,
but
what happened was he called off the engagement for whatever reason, and she fucking lost it. And
he was probably like, I could see that. I'm still going to hold a little whatever, but, like, that's awful. It's awful that it got put on him that way. Because she kind of got her shit off.
I wanted someone to kill him. Like, it was...
like, she might have been, like...
she was low-key abusive. Like...
And did she feel like...
The threats and the fucking... The way that she... The text messages that I was like, oh, shit.
Do you think
she
could have done it with intent that he would get blamed?
Perhaps.
Like, to set him up? Like, that's... I'll get perhaps, the last laugh.
I don't know. That's so, bad. I mean, I think now... We know what happened. Like, R.I.P. to her. Joe McCann, I think is his name. Sorry. Like, sorry. I wish death on you.
Hope you find another baddie quick.
So fucked up. So fucked up. Because I was ready for his life to be ended.
There's some people that are still going to think he killed that.
Well, they should go look up the rest of what just came out. Because I was just like, fuck. I did that Homer Simpson where you back into the bushes. Like,
sorry.
Fuck. Yeah. Sorry, Joe. Who I'm not sorry for, Mystical. I'm so fucking tired of you. This is like his third rape charge.
And I think a couple got dropped. Like, there's even more.
No, he's done time. In between?
Yes. Like, there's a couple that got dropped.
He's had three convictions. I know. Okay, so I won't say charges or arrests, but he's had three convictions. One of which he pleaded, like, no contest or whatever. Or he pleaded guilty to, like, aggravated, what did he call it? Maybe aggravated assault, like a lesser charge, basically, in 2003. I want to say he got 6 years then. There was another one. I talked about a story about him, his braider, like, got caught stealing checks, blank checks or something from him. So his dumb ass proceeds to get her there for an appointment or something, basically assaulted her, had members of his staff and his security assault her also. They recorded it, and the police found the fucking footage in his safe. Mm. Okay, this is an old case that he did time for also. Like, he's fucking dumb. He's dangerous. I don't know why he's still allowed
air.
They
need to throw him into a fire pit. I mean, the fact that he keeps doing the same shit.
How many times does he have to do it, y'all, before? So this time, he pled, instead of first degree, I think he pled guilty of second degree mm-hmm. for a lesser sentence. Instead of the maximum 25 years, he got sentenced 20. And immediately was like, no, just kidding. Like, I take that back because I wasn't really clear.
Yeah, he immediately was like,
listen,
I didn't want to take that deal.
And this ain't your first fucking rodeo. You knew what you was doing. You knew what you was pleading. You know how this goes. Like, whatever.
They're not letting him out. They can't. If they do, there's a problem.
At this point, if he does it again, whoever, don't call the cops. Just handle it, and you're going to get off because of his history.
He's going to have some trouble in jail, too. He's going to...
I would hope. Yeah. I would hope.
I mean, you can't do it this many times and be like, it was a fluke.
I'm set up. Yeah. They set me up.
They got me.
Yeah. She wants money. Like, no, you can't claim that no more. You ain't even got none. Yeah. It's just, yeah. So now he pled to third degree this time. For the lesser sentence. Whatever. Get him the fuck out of here. I'm tired of him.
Yep. They should have
other scary shit. Something else I saw that was gross. I feel like as the years go on, we're learning that Rihanna is actually a mean girl. Okay. There's been a few little situations. The most recent, she was just recorded backstage somewhere at an event, something in Miami. There's a bunch of women around her. I didn't see no men. Well, maybe a few men standing off to the side. Maybe security or something, but it was like a lot of women. They're all sitting around her and stuff. And she's in Miami and she's very loudly, openly saying, I've seen a lot of BBLs out here, but ain't nobody giving face. I ain't seen no faces yet.
Sounds.
Bitches are turning and looking like, did she just say that? Yeah. Like, hello?
Yeah.
It's just not a girl's girl thing to say. It's nasty.
It's not even a human thing to say.
Like, it's that's nasty. Just and like, number one, her man is a known BBL lover. I'm just going to leave it at that. And also, without makeup, girl, you're not really giving face either. Oh. I'm just going to say that. Like, so while we're pointing the fingers, bend that hand back around and point it at yourself too, maybe, because I don't like that attitude.
I have a theory.
What?
That it's been, what, over 12 years since she's put out music, right? Maybe a half a single.
Yeah.
And we've watched someone turn into a billionaire and forgot that she's a billionaire. And I think she's acting accordingly.
Like a billionaire. Like exactly. A nasty yeah. billionaire. Yeah, like you're right. There's no such thing as an ethical billionaire. Right. Exactly. There's no such thing. Exactly. So let's all realize
and
that.
We haven't really gotten any music from her, so she hasn't been outside that much. So her being a nasty bitch kind of tracks.
You're right.
A little bit, right?
You're right. It's true. It's true. And so while we're shading all the billionaires, let's just keep in mind she's one of them.
I mean, Jay-Z feels a little bit like that too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Know? Like 100%.
It's
there are no good billionaires, okay? Let's just all get on the same page with that.
Perspective and reality leaves, and you realize that, like, there's not a force field, and you're just talking like, okay, say that shit at the house.
Right.
Like, but the fact that you're outside.
I wish them bitches would have jumped her. I wish they would have pounced on her instead of turning around like, did she just say that?
They would put it on NBC and on all the channels, like, the story it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah, it's nasty. It's nasty. You don't say that. Like, bitch.
And she's a billionaire, so those stories don't even get out. There must be tons of them.
Also, your man was just in a thong. Like,
a harness.
You know, your man was just in a harness. I got a harness on right now.
I still have not seen him flying anywhere. Like, what are they doing calling it a harness? Like, what is he doing at the harness?
I know. Practicing. What's the harness for? I know.
He's in Vegas practicing with, like, lions. Like, I've not seen him once flying.
Flying?
That was just a bad lie.
Yeah.
It was a quick bad lie.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, yeah.
That's crazy.
All right. Speaking of harnesses, this brings up another question. Do you think, okay, and then I had this topic kind of come up years and years and years ago. The person that I had the conversation with, some of you might remember, completely disagreed with me. And then fast forward to maybe 5 years later, they changed their fucking tune. Okay. So I'm very curious, you as a man, what you think. Do you think that young girls, okay, developed girls, teenagers, whatever, should be wearing bras around, like, male family members, whether it be a father, brothers, uncles, grandpas, whatever, male family members? Do you think they should be wearing bras, or do you think it's okay to have, like, nipples showing and, like, wearing little, you know, tank tops or whatever?
That I would be okay with it, because I feel like when you get that comfortable, people, like, you just are comfortable when you're young that way, and you could possibly be sexualized, family members coming over, like, other family, like,
yeah, family,
where's
friends,
the lines, like just put on a shirt, that's all.
Listen, my whole argument has always been, these are men. I'm never going to be in a situation where I'm giving men the benefit of the doubt, or like giving them the chance, you know, to leave open an opportunity for a man to get weird, when the potential is so high for a man to get weird. Okay. I'm not a man hater. I'm not saying that, but I am saying, given the history of how many people we know, we don't know anyone in the world damn near that hasn't been molested. Like, for me, I was able to say that up until I got to be about 27, 28, then I was assaulted. Like, yeah. You know, like, I don't even think I can name a single person I know
really difficult.
That has not been sexually assaulted by a man.
I mean, I have sisters, so I know how common
stuff it's common. Happens. Every family. So are we going to take that chance because we think that your kids should be free in their own house? And if you don't like it, don't come over or don't have your friends over or don't have the creepy uncles over and all that.
Because I don't think it's about, I mean, like you want to, it's not time for your child to choose to be sexually free. Like, they can choose that when they're grown.
Well, like, what if they're early 20s? What if they're late teens, early 20s?
You know, at the end of the day, I mean, if it's your house and they're living under your roof, sure. Like, you should be able to tell people what you expect in your house. If they have an apartment and they do it. But when you're young, I think that that's crazy to like just put on a shirt. I think that that's crazy. I don't know the age where it splits off, but under your roof, if that was my roof, I would never be okay with it.
I'm not okay with it at my big age. Like, I'm grown as hell, and I'm not going around my uncles or a grandfather or whoever with my fucking nipples showing. My nipples showing through my tank top, no bra, whatever. Like, I feel like that's just inviting weirdness. And everybody may not agree with me. I know Erykah Badu got tore the fuck up because she made a comment before. And I might have even said it was weird at the time. She said something like, don't have your daughters wearing skirts and shit around uncles and shit. And I just think, and the argument was, what are you talking about? Like, girls should be able to wear whatever they want around male family. They should. They should. If we were in a perfect world, they could. But we're not. We're not in a perfect world, and I do think that you're just opening up an opportunity doesn't need to be opened up.
But as an uncle, I'm like, absolutely would never, but like at the same time, but I get the fear. But as an uncle, I'm like, that's so hard to think of even doing, but I completely understand for people that are like that, like they should just probably already be in trouble. Like, I don't know. The fact that you're looking at your... I mean, that's an issue, like, that you even have to...
It is, but it's so common. Like, I'm never going to put my kids in a chance to just, like... I'm never going to take that chance. If you leave it up to me, we'd have burkas on. Give me a burka.
I've had stuff happen to family members. I agree 100%. Yeah. It's just so crazy that we got to do all that.
I know.
I don't know. I wish I...
It's upsetting. You shouldn't have to.
It does. No, I know. It's just,
and you should be able to be comfortable in your own house and all of that. I've heard all of the arguments.
No, I get that. Yep.
But that's not the world we live in. Yep. And the potential is too high for something fucked up to happen. No, the answer is no. Like, and I have got on my own girls. Like, hey, put on some other clothes. Put a real shirt on. Yep. Put on, like, and... Even if they don't get it or like they're annoyed by it or whatever, I know the weather might play a part, whatever. I don't care. Like, I don't care. Nope. I'll tell you, go put a hoodie on. Like, I don't care. That's just me being overprotective. Yeah. About certain shit. Yeah.
I think you're right. And it should be normal. Just put some clothes on. That's all.
Definitely. I saw this, I came across this creator, and what she does is her whole like concept. Her page is her reacting, her sharing screenshots of like awkward text messages between her and her family, her and her friends, whoever, partners, whoever. And then she's like reacting, and then she's asking for opinions on it. So the conversation that she shared was, she's like early 20s. And her parents were like, her mom texted her and was like, your dad wanted to give you a hug the other day, but like you didn't have a bra on and he doesn't feel right. Like, can you just wear a bra? It's not appropriate, whatever. And she's like, what the fuck? Why would I? You guys are weird as fuck. This is hella strange. I'm grown. Like, this is weird. Why the fuck is he looking at my body anyway? And then the mom like doubles down and said something like, I think his friends are coming over also this weekend. Like, please do not be walking around with no bra on in front of people. Like, it's not appropriate. Put on a real shirt, put on a bra. And I'm like, sorry, I agree with mom. Like, you know, I'm sorry. I'd rather you be safe. I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just an uncle, so I don't feel it, but there's enough like case study out there to just be like, let's just cover our bases.
Yes. Yes. So let me know in the comments. I would like to know what you guys' thoughts are. And if you disagree, tell me why you disagree. I'm always, you know, I change my mind about things all the time. But this is one thing I feel very strongly about, especially as somebody with three daughters, a fucking granddaughter. Like, I feel very strongly about this shit. And yeah, I'm curious what y'all think. Oh. So let me know. I watched the Michael Jackson doc. I just finished it. I just finished it last night. This is a new one that was released on Netflix. I think it's called The Verdict.
Yep, it is.
It's only 3 episodes. Definitely watch it. I was hesitant to watch this because Pease is on a Michael Jackson kick. Right. This is her husband.
One of them.
This is my son-in-law.
Got it.
I want to, you know, I don't want to fuck up their relationship, but I've been playing his music a lot lately. Like, I want to see what's being said. Mm. I watch it, and I think you described it as it being a good balance of people in it that agree and don't agree that he about his guilt.
And then there's the facts.
And then there's the facts presented, regardless of how either side feels. But it shows kind of all those angles, right? Listen. Listen.
I didn't want to say it.
The fact that an accuser was able to draw pictures, of his penis and lower body and be accurate and be on point and have details, that to me makes it obvious. The fact that there were witnesses, that staff that walked in on shit, testified, a lot of staff. Like, when there's shit like that, it's like, fuck, dude. I mean,
the premise is already bad. Like, you have kids sleeping in your room. So from there,
and
like,
you're insisting on it, and you're crying, and you're manipulating to get this permission for their kids to be able to sleep in your bed. Like, if you haven't watched it, I think you should watch it. I think we should all watch it. But it's, yeah, it was upsetting. Like, my fucking son-in-law.
Yeah, there's it. I mean, there's just certain things that it's hard to forget about.
And, yeah.
And I think you can. A lot of it is hype, and I think he has some issues with being a man child, but I think he sort of also kind of wanted to experiment like a child. Like, and that's the thing, like, even with those childish ways that you were kind of explaining.
But you still know right from wrong.
And you're being like a sexual child now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, my argument was he was so childlike.
Right.
It was innocent. It was just him being more comfortable with kids than adults.
Right.
All that. But when he starts getting sexual, and then there's evidence of that, and then it's like some of them are trying to hide things, magazines and different videos
and
he
some
ordered.
People, I think, did make stuff up. And I think, but also the parents, I told you, I feel like kind of served their kids up too.
Oh, they did. They for sure pimped their kids,
but
for sure.
Michael was getting more than just happiness from hanging with kids on some level, for sure, I think. I mean,
I do
allegedly
think his mental is stunted. I do think he thought of himself in a very childlike way. Right. And was not comfortable with adults. And so I think if he's going to explore and have sexual experiences, he was more comfortable doing so with children.
Like wanting to kiss your friends when you're how old?
Are you calling me Michael Jackson?
No, I'm saying that kids sexualize early.
9, 8.
Yeah, so like even if he is stunted, he's still... Yeah, because it wasn't like he was doing like... It felt like hardcore sexual stuff. He just was doing...
experimenting type shit. Like, yeah, like yeah. Like a kid would. Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
And but you know right from wrong. You've already paid off argument. People. Like, you're still doing this shit after payoffs.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. At some point, you got to be like, hey.
You can't.
No more.
Or just put the amusement park inside.
What do you mean? Like, in the house? At some
point, he just.
Or just stopped. Pack it up.
At some point, he's just. Throwing it in people's faces.
I know.
I mean, that's all. It just feels like...
Yeah. Because I think when you're that type of celebrity, I don't think there's a celebrity in the world that was ever bigger than him.
Well, here's another billionaire, right? Who may feel entitled to these things like it's normal.
Yeah. But he, you know, power makes people weird. Power makes me weird. When I was hall monitor in school, right? I was weird. When I get a lot of power now, I get weird. Like, I get it. Yep.
I can't say I've experienced that from you, but yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, and I just think he had a lot of yes men around him. A lot of people, you know, that's a dangerous thing too. People that won't call you out on your bullshit, really.
Yep.
That's dangerous.
100%.
Yeah.
And he clearly... made a lot of money for a lot of people, including his family and his brothers.
Yeah.
Was the weird part. Like, his brothers seemed to be so, like...
They were so hard for a tour.
He was like,
I beat this case, we're going on tour again. They were like, we're going to every court date. Every court.
They were there. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone is kind of, like, protecting you. Protect the brand at all costs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. So... I feel different. Here's an example of me changing my mind.
We won't tell Pease until she finds out he's dead.
Yeah, I didn't even tell her he's dead. So, you know,
that's funny.
She'll find that out and that he was a creep later.
All at once.
Later. She can have her fun now. Yeah. I'll tell her the rest later.
Once she can moonwalk. I'm surprised she hasn't moonwalked yet.
She does.
Oh, she does.
She does. She had a cowboy hat on today and was tipping it all the way down and telling me that was Michael Jackson's hat. So
got it.
Yeah. The love is real right now.
Costume.
Yeah. I don't want to really fuck it up. I'll fuck it up later. Fuck.
Yeah. So what else is going on? What do you got going on this week? And
my birthday. Bunny's birthday. Then continuing my birthday. Yep. Maybe a little trip. I don't know. We'll see.
There you go.
Have some fun. I don't know.
A little work sprinkled in here and there.
Yeah. So, oh shit. I was going to record on Friday, but Bunny's get together is on Friday. So maybe I'll record on, busy weekend. Probably record Thursday. And then, I don't know, busy weekend. And then maybe next week, a trip somewhere, maybe.
Look at you. Fancy.
Yeah. Still my birthday.
Gotcha.
So.
You got some new luggage or something to try out?
No, I just want to go somewhere. So gotcha. We'll see.
Sounds good.
We'll see how that goes. Maybe get some nails. I don't know.
The toenails.
I already got those done.
Oh, they're actually done.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I like your shoes.
Thank you. I got a ladder the other day for myself.
A red ladder.
I got a ladder, and I'm able to access a lot of shoes I forgot about in my closet because I could climb up there now. So, yeah.
I got to tell you, I noticed that you were trying to... buy something new to match with shoes that you found in your hoarder closet. There's a problem there.
That's not a problem. That's so I could wear them and not just hoard them. That's a good thing.
Now you're buying another item.
Yeah. So that I could wear the shoes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
I need to make use of them. So.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Well, send me in some questions, you guys. I haven't got some questions in a couple weeks. I'd love to hear from you. Join the clubhouse if you're not in there. We're having a great time. Please leave me some new reviews.
Yep.
I would really appreciate that.
Good ones,
please.
Five star only, please.
Please. And this evening, I will probably be announcing June's raffle winners. So next episode, I'll announce the names. I'm going to pick the winners tonight. So if you're not already on Patreon, join because all tiers are included, including the free tier. All you have to do is sign up and then DM on Patreon your like shirt size and you're automatically entered.
Sounds
so good luck. Good luck, kittens. That's it.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.